Tell them, everybody.
Hello.
You can't see it, but I also have not shaved in a few days, as many have not. My father-in-law, for some reason, does, but different minhagim, whatever it is. It's very clear. The 3 weeks come, everyone shifts step by step at a different rate, albeit, but step by step, we shift into different observances of mourning, of avelut. From the beginning of the 3 weeks up until Tisha B'Av itself, when we climax with full-blown Shiva, no bathing, no shoes, we haven't shaved in days, it's so clear to us that we don't cut our hair, we don't shave, we sit on the floor, we don't greet each other, as one would in a way, a mode of mourning. But what in the world do our shoes have to do with how we mourn? What indication, what significance is there to whether or not we are wearing shoes or not? My Rebbe Rav Meir Goldwicht likes to draw a thesis about the purpose of shoes and explain how it has significance on Tisha B'Av as well as many other places. He points out how throughout Torah and Chazal, Rav Goldwicht says, we find that shoes have a broad, broad significance. When it's starts with Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush at the Sinai. Hashem says, "Shal ne'alecha mi'al raglecha." Take the shoes, na'al, min'alim, na'alayim. Take your shoes off. Admat Kodeshu, it's holy land. Amos Hanavi, Hins, explains that the sale of Yosef was for a mere pair of shoes. And the Gemara Gittin tells us how that sale had drastic, somewhat critical circumstances in the death and the leading to the death of 10 of the greatest sages who ever lived, the Asara Harugei Malchut. And Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ma yafu na'alayich bat nadiv. Princess, what nice shoes you have. We find that throughout Chazal, there are many places where the shoes are emphasized. We say a beracha every single day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we spoke about Birkot HaShachar not too long ago, She'asali kol tzorki, or tzorachai, or tzorchi, however you pronounce it. Hashem did give me all of my needs. And the purpose of that beracha is that we thank Hashem for our shoes. We thank Hashem for giving us shoes. The Gemara in Shabbat says, how clothing are kavod, mechubadai. They give a good impression. If I had showed up in the sweaty, smelly polo shirt and khakis I wore today as I was out for a walk and playing soccer with my in-laws, it wouldn't be kavod. It wouldn't give a good first impression. I'm here to teach Torah. So I had to get dressed for the occasion. It's kavod. But shoes aren't kavod. They're a necessity. It's not about the impression you make. It's about what you do. You can't go anywhere if you don't have shoes. Nowadays, a teenager can't go anywhere without a car or sisters to drive him around. Either way. But it's getting somewhere. It's doing something. Shoes enable us to act. They enable us to do. And more than that, shoes elevate us from the mundane to the divine. Adam, bnei Adam, people are created from the Adama, the Torah says, from the ground. The ground is very mundane. And yet Hashem tells us to be like Him in these parashiyot. We need to have something that separates us, that elevates us from the ground, that keeps us off of the ground and obstructs between us and the ground. That's the role of the shoe. You're like, where is he going with this? I'll get there. Don't worry. We'll get there. The shoe elevates us. Not only does it enable, it elevates us and brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being like Him. There are places, though, that are Kodesh, that are already divine, where the ground is holy. Whether it be Har Sinai or Har Moriah, the Beit HaMikdash, no shoes allowed. Admat Kodeshu, it's a holy place. In those places, you can connect to God even without taking off your, even with your out your shoes on, you can connect to God. When we're at home, we take off our shoes, Rav Goldwicht says, because we belong here. It's noachli. It's nice. I feel at home. I'm not going anywhere. So I take off my shoes and I don't plan to take them off. The Beit HaMikdash also is our home, and we should stay comfortable there. But what about Tisha B'Av? What about mourning? What about Avelut? What in the world do shoes have to do with mourning? What does that have to do with my losses? When you take off your shoes, you stop doing things. We tell a person, in mourning, stop, put everything on hold. Realize what you lost. Realize what you can no longer do. Take a step back and think about, what have you lost? What did you have? What do you have now? Where are you going? Where will your feet take you? And on Tisha B'Av, we're supposed to do that on a grand scale, not about an individual, but about a nation. Where is Am Yisrael now? What are we doing today? Where are we going? Tisha B'Av ends, and so does Yom Kippur, with Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah could just mean closing, but it could also mean something else. Min Alim, Na'alayim. Ne'ilah means to put your shoes on. As the day is coming to an end, we think to ourselves, what am I doing? What did I accomplish this Tisha B'Av? What are the things I'm going to take away with? And am I going to go back to the same shoes, the same places, as I did before I took off my shoes? Has my life changed at all? Have my past changed at all before I took off my shoes? That's what Ne'ilah means. I'm about to put my shoes on. I'm about to re-equip myself with my tools to succeed, to accomplish, to elevate myself. Where am I going? And finally, Ma'yafu Pa'amai Na'alayich Bat Nadiv, princess, what nice shoes you have. The Midrash says, is referring to the people who come to Yerushalayim 3 times a year on the holidays, on the Shalosh Regalim. 3 times a year, everybody put everything aside and came to Yerushalayim. Not everyone is privileged to have built-in vacations that enable for that. And yet they came. People have other destinations they can go to. And yet they came. Ma'yafu Na'alayich, Shlomo Melech says, the people who have shoes, they could have gone to other places. They could have gone to other experiences, other vacations, and they chose to come to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash, to celebrate and experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Isha D'Chagim. And for that, we praise them with tremendous praise. The idea is clear. Shoes not only enable us to do, they elevate us to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we use them the right way, we are very praiseworthy, and if we take them off, we have to think about where are we going to go when we put them back on. In other words, we should judge ourselves before we put on our own shoes.